we continued to do this for about a year, and I got an announcement. Well, during that year, Frank started, well, he started going to things at the, on the strip and going to nightclubs and things, and he picked up a couple who were from Lord knows where out west, and they said they did light shows. And so they camped out in their convertible, in their station wagon, in a parking space sitting in front of our flat, our apartment. And they brought in all this stuff to show us what they said was a light show. And admittedly, it was very elemental, but it was far more than we had ever seen. And at Oglethorpe, I had seen some stuff. You have to understand, I come from a publishing background. And at McFadden Publications, where I went when I first graduated, for the year or two before, after school every day, I came down and worked 2 or 3 hours a day. And I started off in the print shop. Every summer when I was in high school, I worked at Stein Printing Company. You know, so I was sort of up to here with printing. And I was just at the point where I was investigating color printing and color separations. And for the print shop, I had just bought the first 4-color process inks. And as I started watching all their stuff, I was also involved fairly deeply with Theater Atlanta and was taking classes in at Ansley Park area, right very near the driving club. There was a large multi-storied building with pillars, and we had Theater Atlanta classes there in the evenings. And I had studied, and we did a course in makeup, and I learned about liquid collodion. Does anyone know about it? I wasn't into it. It was basically the first plastic that was ever made using ether as a base. And I wasn't into sniffing glue, but I loved the fact that you could make scars with it. And so I started, Frank bought an ectographic slide projector, and I was getting into photography then. And this continued to develop, and within a year or so, Frank had 2 or 3 slide projectors and 1 overhead projector, and he started a light show. And we called it the Electric Collage. I didn't do anything but go and watch a few times, and I would get ideas. And he had a strobe light and a smoke machine, but that was later, I think. That was a couple of years later. And